Hey there, Cedar Rapids. I'm Eden.
And I'm Avery.
And welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, presented by Gut Schmidt Properties and Gene's team with CMG Home Loans. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in and around Cedar Rapids this weekend, Saturday, November 22nd through Sunday, November 23rd.
On Saturday, expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 56 and a low of 34. Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 58 and a low of 41.
Perfect weather for getting out and exploring everything our city has to offer.
And we have an incredibly packed schedule to get through, starting with a very busy Saturday. Let's kick things off with our first category, holiday markets and bazaars.
On Saturday, you've got three great options. First up is the Prairie Woods Holiday Bazaar from 8 a.m. to noon at the Prairie Woods Franciscan Spirituality Center. Then there's the 8th Annual Holiday Bazaar from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the History Center. And rounding out the list is the Prairie Heights Holiday Market from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Prairie Heights Elementary School.
And if you're feeling inspired to make your own gifts, our next category, arts and crafts, is overflowing with options.
At the Indian Creek Nature Center, you can make a suet bird feeder for woodpeckers between 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. The Cedar Rapids Public Library is hosting a found art sculpture program for families from 1 to 3 p.m. The DKW Art Gallery has its weekly artist forum from 2 to 5 p.m.
Over at Tree of Liminality, there's a creative class on introduction to stamp carving and block printing from 2 to 4 p.m., and Nubo City Market and the Iowa Art Glass Studio are offering two stained glass classes, a stained glass heart stake plant class at 1 p.m., and a stained glass garden art suncatcher class at 4 p.m.
And to finish off the category, the Abbey Creek Gallery is holding its pre-Black Friday event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., a great chance to check out some local art.
Moving on to our library happenings, the Hiawatha Public Library is especially busy on Saturday. They have their Fall Into the Stacks Adult Scavenger Hunt and the Spread the Warmth Winter Clothing Drive, both running all day from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And that's not all for the Hiawatha Library. They also have a family story time at 10:30 a.m. for the little ones and a teen tech zone from 1 to 4 p.m. where young adults can experiment with coding and robotics.
Let's talk about something for the music lovers out there. What's happening in live music and entertainment? At the Paramount Theater, the Orchestra Iowa is performing their Symphonic Sorcery Concert at 7:30 p.m., featuring music from fantasy films.
You can't have a good night out without some great food. Let's move on to our food and drink category.
For the foodies, Nubo City Market is having its Flavors of Fall event from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Local vendors will be offering seasonal treats like apple cider donuts, pumpkin spice lattes, and hearty stews.
Lion Bridge Brewing Company is hosting a brewery tour and tasting at 3 p.m. You can learn about their craft brewing process and sample some of their award-winning beers. And for a unique dining experience, the Class Act Restaurant at the hotel at Kirkwood Center is offering a special 5-course tasting menu prepared by their culinary students. Reservations are recommended for that one.
Now, before we wrap up Saturday, we have to cover family fun. What can families get up to?
The Iowa Children's Museum in nearby Coralville has extended weekend hours opening from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a fantastic place for hands-on learning and play. Also, the Cedar Rapids Colonels are hosting a fan fest at Veterans Memorial Stadium from noon to 4 p.m. with player autographs, games, and ballpark food, even in the off-season.
Now, for those who want to be a bit more active themselves this weekend, let's move on to our next category, sports and fitness.
On Saturday morning, bright and early at 9 a.m., there's the annual Turkey Trot 5K run, starting and finishing at Knoll Ridge Park. It's a fun run for all ages and fitness levels, and a great way to get some exercise before the holiday season really kicks in. Also, for something a little less intense, the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena is offering public ice skating sessions from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Skate rentals are available on site.
After such a busy Saturday, what does Sunday have in store?
Let's start with outdoors and recreation. The beautiful weather is perfect for a visit to the Indian Creek Nature Center. They are hosting a guided fall foliage hike at 1 p.m. It's a wonderful opportunity to enjoy the last of the autumn colors.
Then head to the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. They have free admission on Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. and are currently featuring an exhibition on the works of Grant Wood.
The Sunday Artisan Market will be running at the Cherry Building from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., featuring handmade goods from local artists and craftspeople. It's a more intimate setting than some of the larger Saturday bazaars.
Wellness and relaxation.
A perfect Sunday activity. The Santoja Yoga Studio is offering a special restorative yoga and sound bath workshop from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. It's designed to help you de-stress and reset before the new week begins, using gentle poses and resonant sounds from crystal bowls. Booking in advance is highly recommended as spots are limited.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily.
Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox.
You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors, Gut Schmidt Properties and Jean's team with CMG Home Loans. Employee-owned and tenant-focused, Gut Schmidt Properties creates sustainable spaces that make a real community impact. From studios and sleeping rooms in their historic Henderson House, to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off I-380, or flexible commercial space at Avril House in downtown Cedar Rapids, they may have just the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at gutschmidtproperties.com. That's GUTSCHMIDT properties.com. This episode is also sponsored by Gene's team with CMG Home Loans. Whether it's your first house, an investment property, or your dream home, Gene and her team make mortgage lending a home run. With competitive rates, great turnaround times, and programs for buyers, sellers, and those looking to refinance, Gene's team is ready to step up to the plate for you and make getting a home loan feel like pitching a perfect game every time. Learn more at cmghomeloans.com/my-site/gene-sell-now. That's cmghomeloans.com/my-site/jean-sellnau. CMG Mortgage Incorporated, CMG Home Loans, and CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, as well as Gene Sell Now, NMLS number 6180, is an equal housing lender.